Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, by now you all know about the booklet, The Joy Unequaled of Being Nothing. And I had the sense of the second booklet needs to be How We Are Made Nothing. And I mentioned that on the last podcast, I think. About three mornings ago, I was making notes in my computer, and all of a sudden I realized the Holy Spirit was there writing the second booklet, and it just flowed. Just quietly and easily he came in. I had prayed and prayed and prayed for the birthing of the second booklet. So
that's how the first one came in.
Mm-hmm. But I was more conscious of it.
Oh, wow.
First one. This time it was just came in with quiet ease and very, very amazing words. And Jennifer loved it. So this morning, this might be considered a prelude to that booklet, but it's something I'm very excited about, and it's kind of given meaning to the last 5 years of my life. I've glimpsed it, I've said it, but what I see today is so amazingly huge. And it's, I think I'll just read 2 Corinthians 12. This is about Paul who says he knows a man in Christ who went to the third heaven and heard things that can't be uttered, and we know it's him. And then he as much as acknowledged it, he says, of this man's experiences I will boast, but of myself personally I will not boast except as regards my infirmities, my weaknesses. And see, to be nothing means that you are weak. And I'm astonished as I'm going through the scriptures that how that state of being is so prevalent. And Jennifer has a lot of insight into Paul's weakness, and I'll have her come tell us about it. But remember, he in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he lists. First, he's talking about his suffering. It's just incredible. Perils from rivers, perils from bandits, perils from my own nation, from the Gentiles in the sea, from those posing as believers but destitute of Christian knowledge and piety, in toil and hardship, sleeplessness, hunger, thirst, fasting by force, in cold and exposure, and lack of clothing. But he goes on to say, if I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my infirmity, of the things by which I am made weak and contemptible in the eyes of my opponent. And so then he stops to praise the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ forever. But then it goes on and on about that until he talks about the thorn in his flesh. And this came out because the Lord didn't want him to be self-exalted, puffed up about his vision of the heavens. And so this is when he says, I will boast only in my weakness. And he says how he cried out to God for the relief from this thorn in the flesh. We don't know whether it's an evil person or the enemy, but it's something that tormented him. A thorn, a splinter in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to rack and buffet and harass me to keep me from being excessively exalted. Three times I asked the Lord and begged him that it would depart from me. But here's what God said to Paul about it. My grace, my favor and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and the power of Christ the Messiah may rest, yes, pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. So, for the sake of Christ, I am pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am truly strong, able, powerful in divine strength. That's one of the greatest paradoxes in the Bible to me. That when you're weak, that's when you can have his strength. The Christendom today has, I think, is affected by the prosperity gospel to believe that we have a power and we can use it, and we do have it, but to come into that power takes the same thing it did for Paul, to realize what the power was. It was Christ himself, and nothing given from Christ to Paul, it was Christ himself. We think power is something we get. Go and ask God for power. Yes, ask, but what he'll give you is the Son, because all power is in the Son. Mm-hmm. And there's none in ourselves. We don't possess power as such. So the way to being having unequal joy of being nothing is to be nothing. And to be nothing, you have to be made nothing and taken to nothing. And this is an experience of 50 years for me now, because I come back to this over and over again. But weakness is the greatest nightmare of the human nature. Is it not?
It has been for me.
It's the most frightening, terrifying thing to know that you have no power. I remember when I realized I had no power over God. I was vulnerable, most vulnerable to him than to any other power in the world, because he has the power to do whatever he wants to. So I realize now the entire meaning of my illness for the last, actually, 5 years has been to get me to the place of weakness. And I'm going to tell you the secret of what I found in weakness. I have found rest. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that funny? Jennifer's laughing. It says it right here in this verse 9 in the Amplified. I will gladly glory in my weaknesses, that the strength and power of Christ may rest, pitch a tent over, and dwell upon me. See, you can only rest if you're absolutely dependent on God. And the whole objective, because of the garden, because of our sin nature, the whole difficulty and purpose of God is to bring you to the place of absolute dependence. And in that place, you have the dynamite and the wisdom and everything from the Lord, because you can only receive.
Well, I told you this morning, you came down and you were talking about this, and I told you this morning that, you know, I've said it over and over again that, you know, the whole Jesus loves me story.
Tell it, John. I dare you.
So when I was little, I went to some Sunday school, and they were teaching us the song, Jesus Loves You, This I Know, For the Bible Tells You So. And so I heard the song, and I was like, oh, this is wonderful. But when we got to the point they said, they are weak, but he is strong, I refused to say. I was like, little ones, to him belong. But he is strong. And I would not do it. I really would not do it. And I did. I wasn't aware of my determination to be strong. But it is clear that it came out of me from the womb. I was formed in that disdain for weakness. And so when you came down this morning, I said, oh, my goodness, it's going to be a lifetime lesson here. It's just never going away. So I'm grateful for that, because he is on it. He is addressing it. He does not want me to have strength. He wants me to be in weakness so that he can be my everything. And so I'm encouraged by this whole thing.
Good, good.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.